Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for your business. You know, no matter what happens, folks, from the age of the seller to the age of the customer, there are two words that are still as powerful as ever, maybe even more powerful than ever, and that's thank you. And so I hope you're saying that to your customers all the time, a lot, constantly, nonstop, never ending. Barbara Wetman is our guest, and I appreciate her, too, because she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In a month or so, next month, we're going to celebrate her 16th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of all of the J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes books, including the new one for 2014, also the Guide to Self-Employment, which is another, also Tax Deductions for Small Business, and on and on, and her new ebook called Smooth Failing, right, Barb?
That's right.
Welcome back.
Well, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, as always, for
and
almost
congratulations on your book.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that very much. So, Barb, I know you've got some news for us on Obamacare changes, but I want to do that in the next segment. I want to give us a little more time for those. What are some new things that people need to know about? What do they need to know about right now that they can still make an adjustment in 2013 taxes?
Well, the good thing is that there are some elections that can be made that can favorably impact your taxes. So when you're sitting down now with your tax advisor and you're looking over your business profits, losses, expenses, and everything that happened in 2013, now's the time to make the tax elections that will help you tax-wise. So, for example, let's say you bought some equipment, you bought a machine in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have options on how to write it off. You may be able to write it off in full up front, or maybe you want to depreciate it, and it kind of depends on your tax position,
mm-hmm.
Whether you've been profitable, whether you have other losses. So you kind of have to know, you have to take a big picture view of your taxes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, and speaking of write-offs, we lost a bunch of accelerated depreciation in expensing in Section 179 changes at the beginning of the year, didn't we?
Well, we did, but for 2013 returns, we still have the good rule of up to $500,000
right.
of first-year expensing and 50% bonus depreciation, which is another first-year write-off.
Right, so don't forget about that, and which most of that, what you just said, we don't have in 2014.
Exactly. What we do have now is $25,000 of expensing, and for many small businesses, that may be enough.
That's plenty for most small businesses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not necessarily for construction companies
right.
and others that buy expensive equipment.
That's right.
And they could be small, but need expensive
Or small businesses that are, have 7,500 employees, 125 employees. Those are still small businesses. They may be buying $150,000 worth of computer equipment or something.
Well, even a medical office with one professional.
That's right. That's right. Or a machine on a production line or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is a valuable thing, and I think that
Why did they drop that? Why did they not extend that?
Because they've never made it permanent.
Well, I know that.
Favorable limit.
But why did they not?
They need to
with
do.
The economy still needing some help. Why didn't they continue that? That's been going on, Barb, for as you and I have been reporting on this since you've been on the show.
Well, that's true, and likely, I mean, if you had to place a bet, likely it will be extended, but we may not know about it until closer to the election.
And yeah, and it's something. It's amazing.
It is. It is.
What a way to run a country. Golly.
If we ran our businesses this way, we wouldn't last
well,
too long.
Well, the problem, Barbara, is we are running our businesses this
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to deal with this.
We're subjected to their lunacy, to their bizarro world way of doing business, Washington. I'll tell you, Barbara, I've got a new hashtag that I use from time to time when I talk about Washington, and it's hashtag without any sense of shame. You know, I mean,
think about it.
The things that they do, the things they say, the things that they come up with, without any sense of shame, they don't even know they should be ashamed of themselves. They don't even know that they look stupid, and like a bunch of buffoons. They don't even realize that. And a strong message to follow after these messages, folks. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.